Shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Well, and it's not Carl and Linda Bott today, it's Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trishy.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you doing? Yeah.
I'm doing just great.
Super.
Love Thursday morning.
Hey, phone lines here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, aren't we, Jared?
We are.
Hey, okay. Well, then it started off good. Hey, today's the 21st of January, 2021, 7:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, care and compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
42 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 60 and a low of 37. Slight chance of showers and patchy frost this morning. And tomorrow, on Friday, we're looking for a chance of showers, a high of 52, a low of 35. Friday night, partly cloudy. Saturday, sunny. Saturday night, mostly clear, a high of 59, a low of 33. On Sunday, showers likely. Showers likely, and then a chance of rain and snow. 46 degrees, 36, 5 degrees low. On Monday, a slight chance of rain and snow again, and then a slight chance of shower, a high of 50 and a low of 36.
Wow.
Snow on the ground floor? That's going to be really interesting. We can sure use it in the mountains, though, and I understand we're getting lots of rain in Southern California, so maybe we'll beat this drought yet. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Great Anderson business.
Great Anderson business.
I like saying that because, you know, they moved down to Anderson, and they've really become a part of that community
they
as well.
They moved to Anderson because they couldn't build here.
I know. And, you know, I like to look at us as a whole, Shasta County as a community. The whole bunch in the city of Anderson, city of Shasta Lake, are a part of that.
Would you welcome? Hey, so what happened? Is my Jared? Is my microphone? I mean, do you have me running a little bit low today, or?
It depends on how excited you get. But no.
we're normally
at.
Okay.
Okay.
Gee.
Where were you going with
I
that?
I don't know. I'm trying to. No. Anderson was supposed to get Baskin Robbins in a what was that donut place? Donuts.
Yes.
Krispy Kreme donuts. And then that kind of fell through, but now you're still moving forward.
Well, there's a whole bunch of things that, you know, certainly that last year has been a little challenging for businesses making decisions and getting startups and what have you. Yeah. So there's a lot of action going on now, but some switching out of things that were going to happen and then they weren't going to happen. And now a whole new stream of things. We have a couple of new hotels coming down there that are still online.
And that makes me, cause I was talking to somebody, a businessman, Dave Bend the other day, he was on the show and I said, Dave, with everybody stepping back and all this, they're building that new motel on the I-5 down there past Lake. And you all are building there.
Mm-hmm.
Reading Rancheria was building one out there by the city of Shasta Lake. I mean, he goes, yeah, he says it's interesting to see how they're building these motels because they're betting on the come that we're going to have that the virus is going to go away here, and people are just going to be crazy driving around.
This is not going to last forever. But I think what people are recognizing, and certainly when you look at things that have happened with the RV industry, I mean, you can't buy an RV. They're not because people are not going to stay put. We have a wanderlust in our soul, and we like to go places. I think it's going to be a while before international travel is going to reach the point that it did. I think your cruise ships are going to take a while to come back. I don't think a whole lot of people are anxious to get stuck on one of those cruise ships for a couple of months. So that's going to take some time. And we are an impatient society. We want now. Well, so people are going to start traveling, and they're going to do it in the United States.
Yeah, they're booking. They're booking for 2022 for the cruises, and they, you know, the prices are really low. Of course, flights right now, flight costs are really low. I'll be flying here in a few weeks, going back toward Chicago, and the cost of the round trip ticket was,
yeah,
you know, less than a Starbucks latte. So
it is incredible. I know that we're an adventurous group, us Americans, and we want to, but I think it's just simply going to be a while before all the countries are opened back up and mm-hmm. travel as we've known it. I have a friend who's down in Mexico now.
So do I.
And has rented a house for the first 3 months of the year in I forget where, Hermosillo maybe.
Well, that's a place where a lot of Americans go to.
But it's locked down. He said it's not doing well. He said most everything's masked and a lot of places are closed and so he's not. And now he went down. Now you can't get into that area without a COVID test and what have you. So things are flexible. Well, only time will tell what's going to happen in the next couple, 3 months.
One of the things that President Biden signed into yesterday was a mask mandate. Now, he can't make it for America, but he can make it for federal buildings, but he can also make it for airlines, trains, anything that's overseen by the government, you know, federal transportation.
Which is pretty much anything they want to take control of at this
point. So he can only do it, and he does it in federal buildings, which I assume means the White House, too, even though that a lot of people weren't masked that I saw yesterday. But not that I watched I didn't watch the inaugural because we were working here. But I did go back and listen to his speech. And on one hand, you had Wallace from Fox saying it was the best speech he thinks he's ever heard. And, of course, other people were gushing over it. And then you had other people saying it was like a high school speech. Now, frankly, I'm sure it was in between. He used the word unity a lot. He used that word a lot. And then he went to and then Antifa and that groups out here on the West Coast rioted all the way through it. And it was a.
And what are they rioting about now, for goodness sakes?
Well, it's still,
they got
it's
the guy they wanted.
Well, no, it's the same thing. Come on now. Anarchists don't care who's in charge. They don't care who's in charge. They want what they want. Now we'll see.
Okay.
Now we'll see if we bring in 20,000 National Guard troops to Portland. We won't.
Well, of course not. Why in the world would we do that?
20,000.
It's their
national,
right.
20,000.
Maybe we can
National
bail them out
Guard
of jail.
Troops. Did you hear of any? I don't know. I and bad on me, but I didn't research. I started to. I didn't hear of any violence anywhere in the United States yesterday, except for Antifa. You know, at the state capitals, said all these armed insurrections were going to be at the state capitals.
Yeah, but the Patriot side of that was telling everybody involved with President Trump and Patriots stay home.
Yeah.
Don't let them, because the media was spreading the rumor that all of the Patriots were going to be out in doing all these things, which we didn't and weren't and didn't at the Capitol on the 6th, didn't do any of,
right.
And weren't Biden. And that's not our game. I think what they keep forgetting about all of this nonsense that they keep throwing out there about how horrible all of us are and is that, we're not the ones that do that stuff.
Well, you know,
buildings and tear things down and destroy our communities. Well, we love our communities and we don't destroy them.
That's true. Well, call me Pollyanna, and you will. And you've called me worse.
No, I haven't.
You've called me names with hyphens in it. It was Polly hyphen Anna. I want President Biden to succeed. I want him to succeed for our country. And you know what? If, you know, some of the things he's done already, I question. Other things, I thought at least he's making a decision. And I see some things that are going to impact on all of us. But the one thing I saw was that's going to have an immediate impact. Two things going to have an immediate impact in our country. Is one, he stopped the Keystone Pipeline, which is going to cause a problem with the Canadians also because, you know, they were making lots of money off this. But it's going to put, I think they said something like 12,000 people out of work mm-hmm. in one day. The other thing is he's going to stop the wall. But he did say, and let's just, and I'm going to let see how this works. He's going to stop the wall, but then he's going to use technology to seal the border. Now, frankly, we have the capabilities of doing that. Whether we have the will to do that will be soon be seen. And there are caravans of migrants. They're still migrants to cross the border. Then they become illegals. Migrants heading for the border.
Yep. I'm going to go back to what you said, and I'm going to go back a few years when Rush Limbaugh was raked over the coals for saying he did not want Obama to succeed. And I will say that I feel exactly the same way about the present circumstances, because if, in fact, he is to succeed with his vision of our country, I'm not going to like living in that country very much. So I would prefer that we, the people, were able to convince him that what he wants to accomplish is not good for this country. Because for him to succeed in his plan is to completely change the country
and
I love.
And I got that. So let me rephrase that. I hope he succeeds in making our country stronger, better, and closer with each other.
That's what I hope. Goal, but that,
well,
okay.
But that's what I hope.
I hope
and,
so.
And
too.
I hope that on the first day of every presidency. Yeah. And I will with to the last breath of my body oppose some of his things he's doing. There'll be some things that I'm going to say, well, that's okay. Well, you know, that could work. But he's got to have priorities. To me, is taking care of veterans, making sure we have a strong government, a strong military.
Ooh, well, look,
that's the thing.
Did you? He laid out a whole plan for the military. Woohoo!
Well, how'd you sleep last night, though?
I slept really
even after President Biden was inaugurated, you still slept well?
I did. I just slept fine because I'm not acknowledging that action.
You know that if you sleep well, you're balanced the next day.
I am so balanced.
Since the pandemic began, our sleep IQ sleepers, and this is from Sleep Number, have gained an average of 53 hours of restful sleep compared to last year. So when you think about this, of course, people are spending more time in bed maybe the first few months, like, I can't get out of bed.
What are the birth rates going to be in the United States?
Oh, my. Well, we should have started seeing it already.
Should have.
Anyway, but to get to sleep at night, if you're having problems getting to sleep at night, try to create a peaceful place to sleep. Open up the windows, get your temperature down in the room to the mid-60s, or as Linda likes, the mid-50s, if that's what it goes to. Oh, I know. Don't drink caffeine past 3 p.m. Sometimes ambient noise. Do you have any, like, little noise going on at night?
I have a little thing that plays whatever kind of noise I want to listen to.
Oh, yeah, that's it. See, my ambient noise is the railroad train going through at 3 o'clock in the morning. and my other ambient noise is Elk Killer walking across the wooden floor with their little nails going click, 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 click. That's my ambient noise. Anyway, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. My Sleep Number setting last night was 55.
It was mine. 55. That's where I like most of the time.
And the thing about it is I can adjust it every night. This is the greatest thing about it. And now you can save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed for a limited time only at our Sleep Number store right in the Target Shopping Center or online at sleepnumber.com. Well, if you're living in this town, you go to the Sleep Number store. You don't buy it online. You go down to our store, lay on the bed, talk to the people there. You won't be sorry. We'll be right back.
Driving. Trees went back. Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and
1460 AM. It'd be good to go dancing again.
Your talk radio. Well, it'd be nice to, Linda is, and Linda just wants to sing again.
Ah.
And anyway, welcome back to the show. And Linda has not sung since last March. And in the studios, not the studios, but in our production room is Pat Karch. Pat, put a... tell Pat grab a set of your earmuffs there. And Pat Karch is a friend of ours, and he was also worked for the county for like 30-something
years. Yeah.
And but he is a facilities type of guy, and he was the facilities manager out there at Reading School of the Arts, and invited us out there several times. You know, things were going on. And Pat Karch is also just a wonderful piano player.
Yes, he is.
And so would at times be he and Linda and several others would get together and just put, you know, just make beautiful music together.
They did, and they did it all around town, and we used to go and listen and enjoy and dance. And
that's right.
Boy, would I like to do that again.
Hey, Pat, because you were, I mean, you and Dan Kinkle and Bruce Kalin and everybody, no, is anybody playing music?
Oh, it's been rough since March. Right off the bat, we had 18 cancellations, and I'm sad to report that it's been two socially distanced weddings and several funerals.
And that's it.
Yeah, that's been it. So I'm looking forward to getting back with, you know, Linda. She's just such a pleasure to play with, and such a, you know, she just commands the audience. It's hard to find people like that.
Yeah, she's class act, no kidding.
You do all of the arrangements, and Pat brings in the computers so you can, you know, so you don't have sheet music flying everywhere.
It's good fun. It's all good fun.
Yeah, well, Linda makes up her own lyrics anyway, as we all know.
Yeah, that's fine.
But that's fine because you all start together and you end together. So.
And that's all that's important.
But Pat's come on. He called me and he said, hey, you know what? I'd like to work with you all. So Pat's has, because he knows that electricity comes in one side of the wire and goes out the other, is now going to be one of our engineers. And he's already, the microphone went out yesterday, he's already fixed that. And he's also learning the production stuff. And he'll also be able to sit in for Sue when Sue has got other things going on. So we're going to work him to death.
And thank
great
you for
addition
that.
To the family.
Well, I support community radio, and the local show, people really appreciate that, and that needs to continue.
It does. Yeah. It does.
It does.
And because otherwise that pretty soon you're just going to have corporate radio, which has reached in Oklahoma. And there's nothing against the people here on those other stations. They are great people. They do a great job. But corporate radio has come in here and taken over, you know, both the other stations. One of them for a long time. The other one just got bought out by a group out of Oklahoma. And it's like the Record Searchlight. Got sold, what, how many times? Three times in like 4 years. And now they're down to like 12 people.
Yeah, and it isn't even a newspaper. It's it's just a kind of a little it's a print of whatever's happening someplace else, but very little local news or what's going on.
You what, we need, it has local stories. It does have local stories. And a lot of it is force-fed into it by the, you know, USA Today, but you get Dave Benda's stories, and you get some other stories that are local, and Dave does really
online.
Dave does a great job on the business side of it, and in fact, Dave's got so many articles in there, I said they ought to call it the Benda Searchlight.
Yeah.
But you know, there's certain things you need for a community, in my opinion. One is museums, and others is a paper, and a local radio station that, you know, just things that keep a community
together to keep.
Yeah.
Because part of what happens and why so many things happen that we don't like in our world is because we tend to get in our own little slot and not communicate about things going on with the rest of us. And certainly that's been bigger with the COVID than before. But as you indicate, things like local radio stations and attending local functions those are the things, buying local, shopping at our local stores, paying attention to who owns a business and who's working there and putting your money there. That's how you keep a community lively and active, and you have to be a part of that.
Yeah.
Because if you're not paying attention and you're buying everything online and you're just going wherever it's easiest to get it, not paying attention to your local businesses, that's how they go away, and all of a sudden you don't have them.
Before we take a break, here's a statement from one of our chat room people, the mysterious individual. I love these mysterious individual. 2,502 people have died in the last 24 hours of COVID-19 due to Biden's failed leadership.
There you go. We need to hear it on the hour because that's what we've heard for 4 years.
I'm not laughing about the people dying, but that is kind of stand by because this is what it's going to be. Anyway, hey, we got to take a quick break, and this portion of the show is brought to you by River Common Senior Living. This isn't an assisted living facility. This is for active seniors who want to stop cutting grass and worrying about if there's toilet paper on the shelves and that they have three gourmet meals a day or more. I guess you can get more. And have their pets near them, have all their things they love around them, and then be able to travel, not have to worry about that day-to-day mundane stuff, just take, you know, just having a good time. That's River Commons Senior Living. And for more information, give Brian a call at 238-5981. River Commons Senior Living, premier, the Northern California's premier retirement community. As they say, worry less, smile more. We'll be right back.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across some Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It is 7:35 in the morning here on the 21st of January, 41 degrees out there. Weather reports brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. I was trying to get Lisa Jeter on the phone, and she was going to try and call in today, but she's in the midst of so many things. You know, Jeter Construction and Handy, they're moving to Texas. And I talked to her yesterday. Oh, yeah, this is not a secret. And I said, do you have family there? Nope. She says, frankly, I wish I could take all the people here in Reading with me, and we could have our own town. But she's had it. She and her family have had it.
Do you know, years ago, remember when Rivera Anselmo had a plan that we actually discussed with the governor of Texas one night in the wine room downstairs about a non-contiguous annexation to the state of Texas.
Yeah.
Northern
California.
Northern California. Non-contiguous annexation.
We could be West Texas.
There you go.
Really,
we have shoreline.
Texas.
Yeah, they put Texas with a shoreline on the...
In the Pacific,
and absolutely. Well, actually called the governor, and he answered, and we spoke with him that night about it.
Isn't it great when you get somebody that you're just sitting down there and having dinner with and drinking some wine? And, you know, best thing is you'd be sitting down in that room down there having dinner, is that people kept really expensive bottles of wine down there. And Reverse had no problem going over and opening one. Oh, yeah. Well, he never comes out here anyway.
Exactly.
So, but
good times.
Well, she and her husband are integral members of this community and have been for years. And there's other people. Terry Fry. I don't know if Terry listens to us on the internet or not. Used to listen all the time while I was here. He moved to Colorado. And we have other friends.
Tom Pasinko is
slowly, you know, he's still here, but he's going to end up in Idaho where he has friends there and all that, because
half the law enforcement in the state of California lives in Idaho someplace.
Oh, tell me about it.
Yeah.
And so people are, you know, and Linda's bridesmaid, or bride, what do you call, not maid, but.
Matron of honor?
Matron of honor. She and her husband, who lived here down in Venice Beach. Huntington Beach, great place down there, on the water, the whole thing. Picked up. Now, his son lives in Texas, and they moved to Texas. And she said that, you know, it's tough doing that. I mean, you don't know anybody, and they bought a house outside of one of the suburbs of Dallas, but not Dallas. It's like 30 or 40 minutes away, but it's on a lake and all these things. But she says it's really they're really enjoying it too.
Well, my youngest grandson, of course, is into cattle cutting and what have you. Wants to be a large animal vet, but he's talking Texas. And my oldest grandson is getting ready to go to school in Texas, and my son's saying, well, who knows, maybe 4 or 5 years we're going to end up in Texas.
I have $20 in Black Bear Diner bucks to the first person who calls and tells me why they would move away from California. That's all you have to do, and is say, you know what, this is why I would move, and give me your reasons why you would move away from California. For $20 of Black Bear Diner bucks, 605-4567, what would be the tipping point where you'd say, that's it, I'm gone? Or have you already reached that point and you're just trying to figure out how to do it? 605-4567, here's your chance for 20 Black Bear Diner bucks.
Now, having said that, Carl, I would tell you that I would personally, at this point, with circumstances as they are right now, not consider that.
I'm not considering it.
And for lots of reasons. I mean, I'm a widow. I have a really good backup system in this community. I've lived here since 1977. I'm comfortable. I feel like there's a lot of people who have my back.
Uh-huh.
I live in Anderson. I have a nice home. I have a good life. And for me, as a single person, to pick up and move any place would be ridiculous.
Well, you know, here's...
you know, with the present circumstances.
I've been a nomad my whole life. Mainly, you know, my dad's business kept us moving all the time. I went to 5 high schools in 4 years. Then I went off to college, and then I switched colleges, and I went in the Marine Corps. And, of course, never stayed anywhere there. And, oh, gosh, we've got people calling in. Are both of them calling in? Or just, oh, is it Barbara?
Barbara Lund.
Barbara.
Here. I'm here.
Okay.
Hi, Barbara. Good morning.
Are you going to tell us why you would leave?
Well, I would leave for 2 reasons. One of them, I am just not comfortable with getting the vaccination. And California seems to always want to lead in everything. If they start mandating, like, to get your Social Security or to do this or do that, man, I'd be gone in a hurry.
Okay.
The other reason is, like, Trish, I've got grandchildren in Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, well, those are good reasons that government overreach, you know, that they have already.
Exactly.
And, you know,
exactly.
They'll say, show us your vaccination card if you want to go to a public library. I mean,
exactly.
Yeah.
What about when it comes down to you want your Social Security? That's government.
Well, that's
You've
the feds.
That.
That's
yeah.
the feds. But, oh. yeah, so it, that would have to be a federal thing. But the state could do so many different things, yeah, to mandate it. Yeah, okay.
I love you guys. Listen to you every day.
Thanks, Barbara.
Well,
nice talking to you.
You now have $20 worth of Black Bear Diner bucks, and it will be in an envelope on our desk, our front desk. So thank you so much
for
calling.
Give me your address.
1320.
For anybody else.
1326 Market Street in downtown Reading, right up from the...
You're where Mike Quinn used to have his radio?
Yes, ma'am. We just took over the whole thing.
Oh, man.
We took over the whole thing.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Thank you. I love our listeners.
This is another thing. For me, personally, to think of leaving Shasta County after all these years, it wouldn't be something. My grandchildren may end up in Texas, but I don't live close to my grandchildren now. So if I want to, I mean, I take a trip, so I could just as easily get in an airplane and fly to Texas to see them as I can get in the car and drive to Sacramento.
There you go. And it takes about the same length of time.
Exactly. So I think, you know, for me, but that then never say never, and that could change tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I could decide, hey, I'm out of here and do that.
Well, and, you know, the other thing, too, is for us, you know, like I said, when we moved here, I've lived here now, it'll be our 14th year for me, and Linda's been here for 16 years. And this is the longest, and Linda's been a nomad her whole life, too.
Yeah.
And so to live here, so it's because of Reading. It's not because of California. It's because of Reading, Shasta County, Anderson, Northern
Shasta
California.
Shasta County is just a great place to be.
It is. It's a great place.
And a great community,
yes,
great things going
and
on.
And we have our problems and all this, but we're still family up here. We still haven't lost that. And I know that if I needed help, I could just pick up a phone, and there'd be a lot of people there to help. Just like if they called me, I would go, you know, and help them. And we can't quit. We've got to keep fighting for what's right. There's going to be a change at some point when Gavin Newsom drives this state into complete economic collapse. People are going to notice this. People are going to say, this is enough.
What we need to do at this point, in my mind, and actually Terry Raposa and I kind of locked horns the last time that I did the show alone about this issue, and it's something he brought up, and he was absolutely right, except I chose to talk about President Trump's accomplishments that day. But what we as people need to do right now is focus. And we have some issues here in Shasta County we need to pay attention to. Mm-hmm. We have a new day on the Board of Supervisors. There's going to be some changes made there. There's going to be some new conversation. I'm hopeful that they're going to start listening to the people as a body.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of that's going to be forced, and I think that's going to be – but we, those are the things we need to get involved in. I remember and was reminded recently when I was in office that I used to do a demonstration in the graduating classes in the 5th District for the seniors, explaining to them how important it was that they register and vote and become involved in their community. And that the decisions, you know, if they weren't a part of the process, then they weren't a part of the solution in getting to make the decisions that governed their life.
There you go.
So I was reminded of that from a teacher the other day that said they'd seen that. So I want to remind people to do that now.
We have much more to say about what's happening in our local area.
That's right.
The who's going to be on the board on the city council in Anderson, the city of Shasta Lake, here in Redding, who's going to be on the board of supervisors. We can affect that. And if we can affect that, we can have the people that represent us. And frankly, I think all the members that are sitting on all of these, their best interest is for their communities. They have different ways and with different things they believe in, but it's still our neighbors there, and we can't forget that. That, you know, you don't need to threaten. You don't need to yell and scream at them. Yeah, you can be intense, but just remember is that they're still our neighbors.
And the important part, Carl, is that we elect them, then we pay attention to what they're doing, and if in fact they are not doing what they said they were going to and we're not happy with it, then we actively work to replace them. That's where we fall down. We put somebody in office and then we don't pay attention to what they do. We get a chance to look at them every 4 years. A lot of people don't even know what they've done in 4 years, and
that's
we need
true.
To pay attention to that.
And the Board of Supervisors has been changing. Almost every election, there's a new supervisor.
And that's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing.
It's the people holding their government accountable,
that's right.
And that's what it's supposed to be.
And there's your term limits right there.
There you go.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, it's 41 degrees out there. It's clear. Tomorrow, it looks like we could be getting some rain and then some more rain on Sunday. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction offers a variety of different classes. They teach in over 46 different places in this state. Whether it's just a CCW or a defense of the home, learning how to use a pistol safely and effectively, but you don't want to get a CCW, that's fine too. Long-range rifle shooting, shotgun, everything is offered at Northern Firearms Instruction, including private classes. In fact, I'm teaching a private class here next week for a variety of people in our community. And if you come up with 6 to 8 people and tell me you want to have a private class, just give me a call right here at 605-4565, and we'll set one up. Or you can go through to the Northern Firearms website at countyccw.com and set up classes through the rest of the year. All right, hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Redding Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Redding Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how healthcare is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Fourth State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In January, we're covering pearls from the masters of the craft. This includes names that you know like Stephen King, Lee Child, and Neil Gaiman. In February, we bring you writing prompts for the middle of your book.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's the 21st of January, 7:51 in the morning, 41 degrees out there. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding, California, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. A great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. If you have any problems with your watches, they have the only watch repairman, probably, I don't know, maybe Northern California. Who knows? But he can fix, he can take watches apart and make them work. Again, he could probably build watches if he wanted to, but, Four Winds Jewelry is the place you want to go. Friendly service, great customer service, and, anything that you could probably want there. According to Trish and Linda.
Absolutely. It's like a candy store.
And they're open for business. Okay.
I want something
big happening.
Well, there is. This weekend, the 23rd, the Anderson Rotary is having a drive-through crab feed. I know we all love to go to the all-you-can-eat crab feeds, and we've been going to them for years, but we're making the best we can do with the COVID situation. So it's at the Shasta District Fairgrounds this Saturday from 3 to 6. You drive through. You'll get your famous clam chowder, the crab, the salad, the whole nine yards, and it'll all be packaged up for you. And then you can buy an extra quart of the clam chowder. And that will be extra. The meal is $50, and it'll all be packaged together with all of the everything you need, but you can buy extra clam chowder as well.
I bet if you get there toward the end, you could probably buy extra crab.
I bet that's absolutely true. And we'll see how the ticket sales are, because you probably might be able to do that as you go through.
You know, the thing is that, it's not like sitting there in the Anderson Fairgrounds and throwing crab legs at each other and all these things.
Oh, that's such a fun party. We all love it.
It is. But it's so important, because the money goes to scholarships for kids and all this. And again, it's like, people are having to adjust to this COVID and some of the draconian ways they have on cutting down on things. But here's a way to get your crab feed.
Mm-hmm. Get three or four people together.
Yeah, the world famous. Yeah, what you could do is, you know, get it for four people together and six people or 123 people at your house. You know, whatever you're comfortable with.
Exactly.
And have a good crab feed.
Yeah, and so just remind you, this Saturday, Shasta District Fairgrounds, 3 to 6, come on down and support the Anderson Rotary. You know, they do so many things in the South County, such an integral part of that community, and so they want to keep their scholarship fund up, and they're going to be there to serve us. And the clam chowder is the same clam chowder they serve at most of the crab feeds throughout Shasta County. It's a recipe from the John Shara. From Cher Dunlap many years ago came up with, and it's great clam chowder and world famous, if you will. So be a part of this and go down and support them.
Okay, here's my favorite. Okay, well, let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I got a comment and I got a question for you.
Okay.
I could tell you why I wouldn't want to move to Texas.
Okay. All right. Just the opposite. Okay.
Okay. Biden is going to let all those illegals, and I'm saying the illegals, come up from wherever in South America, and Texas is right on the border. So what are you going to do with 50,000 people to send on your town?
There you go.
They're going to they'll take over the town. They won't have food, so they'll take over the supermarkets. They'll need place to stay. They might even move in with you.
Well,
so that's my comment. So now my question is, I was talking to a young lady yesterday, and she says that they've got a chip that's small enough they can put it in a hypodermic needle and give you a shot, and you don't even know it, and you've got a chip in your arm.
Maybe you already have
one. Have you heard about something like that?
No.
I'm curious.
I mean, I'm sure that there's, you know, nanotechnology, but, you know, Ron, I would not worry about getting chipped with a vaccine shot, okay? They're little bitty needles, first of all. But here's the thing is, they don't need to track you because there are, you know, you're already being tracked every time. You know, do you have a cell phone?
Well, yes, but I don't turn it on because I don't have coverage out here, and if I turn it on, it goes dead.
Oh, well, okay. But if you're carrying it around when you come into town, you know, you're being tracked unless you've got everything turned off on it, and they don't make that easy. Every time you need to buy something, except if you're voting, you don't need to show ID. They know what you're so. I mean, to me, that is, you know, you can say, oh, the vaccine may not be good for you. Okay, you can say that because it'll affect people different ways. But they're not putting chips into people. I feel pretty safe on saying that. But
well, I just don't trust my government, and especially your governor, Mr.
Well, government. Okay. Well, let me ask you a question here. If Mr. Trump or President Trump had been reelected, would you take the vaccine shot?
No.
Okay. Well, then see, it's just the vaccine makers themselves then.
But they may force you to take a shot in order to, okay, say you, if you want to have your Social Security delivered to you, you have to take the shot.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Anything can happen.
Yep. I think if it went to that, you'd have people of all political persuasions fighting that. Because, you know, if they can force you to do that, you know, for a vaccine or something like that, then they can force you to do it for anything. And I think people at that point would say our government is onerous and they've become tyrannical, and it is time to replace them.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Is there a recall? Is there a recall for president? There's recall for everybody else. Is there a recall procedure for the president?
No, I don't think so. I think that's just you have to.
The recall procedure for the president
is impeachment
and or controlling both houses of, you know, the House of Representatives and the Senate. There's your that's your way of negating anything a president might do. So thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, tucked into the coronavirus relief bill is a proposal that would more than double the minimum wage, taking it from $7.25 an hour to $15 an hour nationwide.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you think about this, what a horrible, horrible idea. And when President Trump brought this up during the debate, President Biden, had no answer for this. I mean, it just doesn't make sense what it would do to our economy. You know, and every time that President Biden opens his mouth about new jobs, it's always new, good union jobs. It's not good jobs. It's good union jobs. Well, there's a lot of people that are dropping out of unions faster than they are joining.
Well, and so let's just shut down the Keystone Pipeline and all the fracking.
And those are union guys.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Well, doggone it.
So much for those union jobs.
And let's get all our oil from Saudi Arabia.
You can retrain those guys that are building pipelines and drilling for oil into making solar panels and wind vanes.
All we can do is pray that the whole effort is unsuccessful and he's not able to accomplish all of these weird things they're coming up with. Because if he is, this is going to be a terrible place to live.
Well, he's going to get several of these things through.
Hey, we're going to hope not.
Okay, we got to take a break. Stephanie Bridget, our Shasta County DA, will join us after the break.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
It's the first major study to show that it may prevent disease. Three new Democratic senators have been sworn into office, giving Democrats the majority in the Senate. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell notes that Senate Democrats have an obligation to fulfill President Biden's call for unity.
The people intentionally entrusted both political parties with significant power to shape our nation's direction. May we work together to honor that trust.
In a first vote, the Senate confirmed Mr. Biden's nominee for Director of National Intelligence, Averill Hines. U.S. jobless claims dipped to 900,000 as layoffs remain high with the economy in the grip of the coronavirus. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
The Labor Department reported that new claims for unemployment benefits declined last week, but they remain at high levels by historical standards. The Labor Department said 961,000 workers filed initial claims for state unemployment benefits last week. A further 424,000 claims were filed for pandemic unemployment assistance, an emergency federal program for freelancers, part-time workers, and others normally ineligible for state jobless benefits. On a seasonably adjusted basis, new state claims totaled 900,000. Bernie Bennett reporting.
U.S. home construction jumped 5.8% in December to 1.67 million units, ending a strong year for home building. The Commerce Department reported the better-than-expected gain followed an increase of 9.8% in November. Housing has been one of the star performers this year, even as the overall economy has been wracked by the coronavirus. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 39 points, while the Nasdaq's ahead nearly 77. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
U.S. safety regulators are investigating complaints that a Ford pickup truck tailgate recall didn't fix the problem.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it has 11 complaints that a recall of power gates on 300,000 Super Duty pickup trucks didn't work. Ford recalled the F-250, F-350, and F-450 trucks in 2019 because the power tailgates could open while being driven, which could let unrestrained cargo fall out. The trucks are from the 2017 through 2020 model years. The agency says it also has received reports from Ford about unintended tailgate openings after recall repairs were made. Keith Peters reporting.
Three National Guard members on a routine training flight were killed in a helicopter crash in a western New York town. The craft, a UH-60 medical evacuation helicopter, crashed last evening in Mendon, New York, a rural town south of Rochester. News and analysis at townhall.com. A Michigan congresswoman is receiving some pushback from Israeli officials for some controversial remarks. The latest from the Media Alliance, Felice Friedson.
Israel and its supporters are pushing back at Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib's charge that the Jewish state is racist for not providing coronavirus vaccinations to the Palestinian Authority. The Michigan Democrat, a member of the squad of vocally anti-Israel representatives, told interviewers that Israel is withholding the vaccine because it believes Palestinians are not equally human. Noting the success of Israel's vaccination program, Tlaib demanded it set up similar campaigns in the West Bank and Gaza Strip, failing to mention that under the Oslo Accords, which established the Palestinian Authority, health care, including vaccinations, is an exclusive function of the Palestinian Authority. 50,000 doses of Russian vaccine will be administered in coming weeks. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room at KCNR1460.com and join the conversation that's going in there right now. It's interesting. It's all, you know, sometimes it has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with our
what we're talking about.
What we're talking about. So I'm adjusting ears now. Can you hear? Can you hear now? More? More? Oh, good. Okay. So Trish Clark and I are here together on Thursdays, and Trish has got the weather.
It's 45 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 60. Patchy frost before 10 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 60 and a low near 37. And on Friday, a chance of showers, partly cloudy, a high of 52 and a low of 35. Saturday, high of 59. Saturday night, mostly clear, a low of 33. Sunday, showers likely. And Sunday night, showers likely, then a chance of rain and snow. Clear down to the valley floor. And on Monday, another slight chance of rain and snow, a high of 50 and a low of 33. Interesting weather, partly cloudy through the rest of the next week. And looks like they're getting a lot of rain in Southern California, and we certainly need that for the water table throughout the state. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. Veterans and senior discounts always available, and give them a call. 365-3793.
Yeah. Hey, sitting across from us is the Shasta County District Attorney, Stephanie Bridget.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to see you. Happy New Year. I haven't seen you in a while.
That's true. Happy New Year to you as well.
I talked to your assistant yesterday, and she said, gosh, what are some of the things you might want to talk about? And after I mentioned two or three things, and she stopped laughing and rolling on the floor, because it had nothing to do with the DA's office. I just said, well, yeah, I'd like to talk about that. And she goes, no, Carl, no. Something the DA would like to talk about. And I said, well, how do you know she wouldn't want to talk about it? And she goes, well, I don't know. Well, then go tell her this is what I want to talk about.
That's
funny,
because I'm sure she's listening right now.
Goat farming in Lithuania. Come on. Hey. All right. You said you have the statistics for last year for crime and everything. I can't wait to hear it.
Absolutely.
And so we can kind of compare it with the year before.
We do.
So lay it on us.
So we've been putting a lot of our statistics out over the last two weeks, I'd say now, to just kind of let the public know, you know, how many cases are we handling? What are we seeing? How is it different this year from last year? And we've definitely seen, you know, impacts as it relates to being in the pandemic, not only the pandemic, but with the shutdowns of doing jury trials in the courts and just kind of the all around. And kind of what we would have expected, we saw theft-related crimes dropped. They were lower this year. And so in 2019, we filed 1,062 theft-related crimes, but in 2020, that number was 847.
Because people are staying at home.
People are home. Businesses are closed. So you kind of would expect that trend. And then on the flip side, we see the crimes where people are home are increasing. So in 2019, where we filed 573 cases, that bumped up to 613 cases in 2020 for domestic violence and sexual assault and those different types of related crimes. Actually, sexual assault cases went from 63 cases to 75 cases from 1 year to the next, where domestic violence went from 573 to 613.
But you know what? I think we all that shouldn't surprise anybody.
Yeah. No, people are home. They're angry. Yeah. They don't have a job.
Well, one of that's one of the collateral pieces of collateral damage is people without jobs. They're home. They're frustrated. They're losing a sense of worth. Something that two people would have talked about and gotten angry about, and then later laughed about it, leads to violence all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm sure that's why Linda hit me with that. No. Yeah.
Well, I think one of the things that we haven't really seen the tip of yet, and we're going to probably notice when our kids get back in school, is how much child abuse has gone unreported because there's nobody that's able to identify with it because they're not seeing the kids out in the community.
Right. Seeing those numbers, how they're going to trend over not just 2020, but into 2021 and 2022.
And again, and then you look at the birth rate. Yeah, how much is that? And we should start seeing those
stats. The impacts of that.
We should already be seeing that, I would imagine. Soon. So
pretty
it could
soon.
Be in the next month or two is that all of a sudden, instead of having, 50 births in Shasta County a month, it could be up to 150. So,
yeah, that's true.
Well, anyway. So.
Another thing we saw drop in would be jury trials. So in 2019, we tried 79 cases all the way through to the completion of a jury trial. And that's kind of pretty standard year over year from what I've seen. Last year in 2020, we did 39.
Yeah, so it's six or seven a month usually that you're doing that you've got your people working on, but that dropped.
That's a huge drop.
Yeah.
But we had several months where the courts weren't doing jury trials and simply shut that portion of the court down, including, right after the pandemic began, and then now towards the end of the year that occurred again. And that has a huge impact. But also on top of that, a topic that I know we've talked about over the last year is the fact even when the courts were doing trials, we could hardly get cases out just for lack of courtroom because the trials were taking so long. A typical 5 to 6 day trial was taking 4 to 6 weeks because it was taking so long to pick a jury because we could only bring in a very small number of jurors at a time.
And then we also talked about how difficult it is to pick a jury because you have to, you want to be able to form a rapport with them, both the defense and the prosecution wants to be able to feel like they can provide, can start some kind of rapport with them.
Right.
And when people are wearing masks, that's difficult to do unless their eyebrows are very expressive.
Yeah, it's very difficult. And the people are... they're spread out all throughout the courtroom as well. They've got people that are, sitting out in the back of the jury room, not only in the jury box, but they're sitting out in the gallery where the audience usually is. So there's a big variety of factors that have impacted the ability to pick a jury, including, they're wearing a mask and where they're sitting. So it's really had a big impact on jury trials over the last date.
You're wondering what we're doing.
I'm giggling because you guys are like doing something totally different.
We're playing microphones again.
We have the mics are new, and we just replaced a bunch of wires yesterday, and then about this time sometime during the show, the mic just quits. So now we're Pat Karch is in here rewiring the mic as we speak, just to see if that works. are you still on, Stephanie? No, he unplugged the wrong one. Okay, now, there we go.
There I am.
Let's try that one. Okay.
This is what you call live radio.
That's right. So picking the jury is a problem in the sense it takes longer and all that. Okay, what other...
And we're still not back to doing trials. We through the month of January, Again, we're not doing trials. Got an order to cease that part of the process. And then that if a request has been made now for the month of February, too. So now we're going to go into our second month where trials aren't going to be going. And really, it backs up the system. And that's going to be another big impact that we're going to have when we do start trials again.
Wait to the break before we check that. Okay. Yeah, we got everything rewired, but let's just wait to the break, which is right now.
There you go.
We're still backed up on the trials, and we're backing up more. You know, so this I want to talk about this when we get back, because the impact that has is because we have so many people that are waiting trials, and you can't just turn them loose, or are you going to be forced to? That's the question when we come back. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, a locally owned community managed bank. This is Reading's bank here, a community bank, locally owned, local board of directors. They helped hundreds of businesses with millions of dollars with the last PPP program, which just started again. And, not everybody qualifies for the PPP. So you have to make sure, you have to get in there and find out. And Cornerstone Community Bank can do that. They have three locations, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, the other one at 1845 California Street, right downtown here in Reading, and the other at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Old Rayleigh Shopping Center. And you can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. They are still moving local dreams forward. They have not stopped, and they are prepared to help people with this the paycheck payroll protection plan. If you need help, if your bank is not providing you the assistance or can't provide you the assistance, Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget.
For summer, gear up for some fun right here in our own backyard. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Gear Up 2021 Swipe to Win promotion. Drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Plus, all winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings on January 28th. 15,000 up for grabs. February 25th, two motorcycles and a Can-Am quad. And March 25th, a Yamaha ski boat. From Reading, Yamaha Ski. More drawings, more winners, more fun. WindRiver.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, it is 45 degrees out there. It's a beautiful day. Tomorrow we're going to be getting some rain. 8:20 in the morning here on the 21st of January, the very first full day for President Biden to excel. This portion of the show is brought to you by, I love saying these things because I love the looks. I love the look that Trish gives me. So I may just have to start talking about how much, Uncle Joe and how good he is. And anyway.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by another local business, Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur. During this time when gun sales have just gone astronomical and as have ammo sales, John Bastiani has been continuing to get in firearms and ammo. Plus the fact, of course, if you need any work done on your guns, this is a great time to do it. I'm going to put a new optic system on one of my rifles here in the next week or two and probably convert another rifle to a different form. So and that's all I'm going to say about that. And John Bastiani can do that. That's the only reason it's got the DA looking at me right now and wanting to know my address. But they all, he prides himself on customer service. Bastiani Arms. Give him a call at 222-8222. Set up an appointment. Head on down there and see all the great things they can do for you. Okay. We're here with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA. And we were talking about, what happens since it's taking such a long time for these court cases. Is there some – I think there's a law that says you have to have
– Speedy trial?
A speedy trial.
Yeah, well, and that's the order, the court order that we've gotten in a lot of counties, if not all counties at one point or another, have gotten to basically – suspend and extend that right. So, yes, they may have a speedy trial right to have their trial within 60 days. Well, because of these extraordinary circumstances of the pandemic, they've been able to have a court order from the Chief Justice from the state of California to extend that right. So, basically, we're doing 30 days by 30 days. So it's a 30-day chunk. So anything that would have had their 60th day, meaning they needed to go to trial during the month of January, you can tack on an additional 30 days to that based on this order. Then if there's another order the next month, then it extends another 30 days. So when these orders stop, you've got a lot of cases.
And this will happen throughout the state of California when the pandemic thing goes away, which it will.
Yeah.
And then so then all of a sudden you're going to be.
Supposed to end yesterday. I read those things, that, hey, it's going to end right then. It's not.
Well, New York, and in New York, he said, hey, it's all good now. We can open everything back up because it's all good.
Well. Yeah, he's made it, and Cuomo has made so many other great decisions.
Absolutely.
I'm sure all the people in the nursing,
great Democratic governor.
Yeah, the nursing homes were really happy when he moved in the COVID people.
He flip flops in his decisions.
He
too.
Does.
Yeah,
gosh, he's like a fish. It depends on which way you're pulling him.
Yeah.
We had to keep even after we put people, or we you know, they either pled out or whatever, we had to keep our prisoners inside the jail. And I forgot to ask Eric there yesterday. He did say the last time in December is that they were starting to be able to move some of the prisoners out. Now, these prisoners have already been found guilty. They should be in the state prisons, but the state prisons were refusing to take them because of COVID.
Right.
But he said, we're starting to be able to move out small numbers. Has that continued?
Well, they had stopped again.
Oh, did they?
I don't know if recently they've started up again, but I know that we did get to start shipping them, and it was like 15 at a time, small numbers. And then they stopped that again.
Shipping them where?
But they might, to state prison. So these are people.
Okay.
Yeah, local people who have pled or been convicted or whatever, and they've been sentenced to state prison. Normally, they're gone.
They go.
They're gone within, you know, a couple days. But our state prisons weren't accepting any prisoners from county jails to cut back on their COVID exposure. So that was filling up our local jails with sentenced prisoners. So we're basically housing a state prisoner in a local jail.
For less money than they give us to keep them. Correct. And so out of 423, I think they can have 420 people in the jail. I think at one point it was like 150 were convicted felons that we couldn't get out of there. And the way they did it, you used to be able to drop them off at different places, but they made it all in like one collection point. So you, where it took you like 6 hours to do it, now takes you 2 days to get them down there and then get your van back and all this. So it wouldn't surprise me if they've stopped it again because of the COVID in California. I mean, single-handedly, California is keeping the numbers rising for the whole nation.
Right. Is there room in the jail at this point?
Well, that would be a great question for the sheriff.
But
what our numbers are right now. My assumption would be that we are, you know, at capacity or near to capacity because we've got so many state prisons
still left in there.
In there.
Plus the fact that we still have people doing strange things, which brings me to my next question. I did ask Eric McGrinney this and Bill Shuler. I said, it just seems like there's more violence. There's just more and more violence. I mean, people using guns. I mean, right here in our town, shooting people, setting fires where kids are in a place. That was the same guy. But these things, are you sensing that at all?
Well, I mean, we've definitely had a lot of violent crime over this last year. In 2020, we had 11 homicides in that year that we came into my office and that we filed. That's a significant amount in 1 year, and especially if you compare that to 2019 where we had 6. So
it almost doubled then.
Yeah, we went from 6 to 11. That's a pretty big significant jump.
We're back to the microphone shuffle. This is live radio at its best.
Well, what we'll do is, as soon as the show's over, we've had enough playing with this already. We'll just rip that microphone out and just go through it.
So, when you have that many new homicides in a given year, and you had 6 the previous year, they take, you know, 1 to 2, sometimes 3 years to get through the trial, and now we've got trials that have, you know, the system has been shutting down. Those cases are backing up, too. So we've got, you know, prosecutors that have very significant number of cases on their plate of homicide cases or equally as difficult and lengthy type violent crimes.
But the headline will read violent or murders in Shasta County increase 100%. Statewide, biggest increase.
But that's true, though.
Well, it is, but it's still not like we're the murder capital of the world.
No.
I mean, it's only 11. It's not 300 in a day like they get in Chicago.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So, yeah.
11 in a year. So
exactly.
Yeah. And that's true. But, again, it's kind of indicative of what's going on this year. That, you know, people picking up guns. The other thing, too, is we just had 3 people, and this hasn't reached you by any means, but we've also just had 3 people overdose. And they were fentanyl. Mm-hmm. And now fentanyl, as you know, if they go into a place that where there's fentanyl or police, just being in the area, because you can absorb it. Police have been hit with fentanyl, and they've had, you know, that's why they carry the those Norco pens or whatever to be able to get shots. But is this something that our powder drug users need to worry about?
Yeah, unfortunately, fentanyl is becoming a much bigger problem, and it's been working its way up the state. And we have started seeing fentanyl-related overdoses, because it's very, very, very deadly.
Is this a lab thing where they're manufacturing it? Is it being sold? Meth labs, and then now we're getting...
It is.
I am so drug illiterate. I really.
It's a good thing.
I am. It's a good thing. I don't know. I mean, I have a hard time identifying a marijuana plant. I'm just not good with this.
Fentanyl was being pushed across the border just like heroin was.
Right.
But can you make fentanyl pretty easily?
I really don't know the process of how it's made.
I know you used to be able to make meth in your sink, but the fact is, my friends, is the fentanyl is moving up here.
Yeah.
And we've started, now we're seeing, you know, three people, and if you believe what you read on Facebook, because I still read Facebook occasionally, even if I'm not commenting now, they were not, one of them had job, they have jobs and all this, and they were just using drugs, and it's killed them. So that's a very scary thing when something like this happens.
Yeah, it is, and to have three people at one time,
one location.
Yeah.
Any connection of the three people to each other?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I'm sure
it's not a case.
They knew each other. I mean.
Yeah,
we were there.
It's not something that's come to my office or will be coming to my office.
Not everything gets to your office.
That's true. That's true.
The arrest of the citizen's arrest never made it to your office. Is that right? Or not right?
That is correct. That did not. So the process would be, our local law enforcement agencies, they respond to a ton of cases all day long, day in, day out. They're investigating a case. Maybe that's a case where, it's not a crime. It's just kind of a civil dispute we got called out to there. And they're not going to cut a report or do anything on that. Or it looks like there could be potentially a crime. They do the investigation, interview the witnesses, do what they can. And then in their mind, they're like, no, I don't believe either that this happened or I don't believe that this can be proved. Basically, it hasn't met even the probable cause threshold.
Okay.
Hasn't even met that threshold. So they're going to close it out, close the case out, not send it over to my office. But if they do that investigation and it gets over that probable cause so that they believe crime occurred, it can be proved, they want to submit it and request charges, then that's going to come over to my office. So there's a lot of cases that are investigated. They do the first, the investigation and the first vetting process of the provability of a case before it comes over to my office. Then we're going to go through a review process, and we're reviewing for whether it can be proved beyond a reasonable doubt, which is a much higher threshold than probable cause. And then even at my office, we're going to do another vetting. For example, with looking again at the statistics that we have, in 2020 we had 11,075 cases that came to my office, but from our agencies requesting files to be charged. So it had met their
11,000.
11,000.
How about 2019?
11,548. So there was a drop there in.
But still, 11,000 cases.
Yeah.
Okay. We're here,
you take a look at.
Well, just real quick with the number. So out of 11,000 were submitted, we filed 9,651. So that shows not everything even that comes to our office we're going to file, because we're going to do that second vetting process.
The second look at
to make sure that when we file, it is a case where we believe this person committed it, because we don't want to file a case, nobody does, against someone who didn't commit the crime. So this just shows that vetting process.
And years ago when Stephanie was on the show before she was the DA, you and another prosecutor were in, and I said, are you ever in a trial where you kind of look at it and you think, And you said, Stephanie's pleasant demeanor changed immediately, and she got her prosecutor eyes, and she says, I never take a case to court that I don't believe they're guilty. Totally. Anyway, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments. You can give them a call at 244-9478. Extremely safe in there. Everybody wears their mask and all those kind of things. But it's great haircuts, too, and a great place to catch up on what's happening in the town. That Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. We'll be right back with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Don't miss a brand new segment on KCNR. Let's Get Real with Mackenzie Chestnut every Friday morning at 7:15. Mackenzie will be hitting the streets throughout the week, asking the public tough questions and getting real answers. Let's Get Real with Mackenzie Chestnut every Friday morning at 7:15 on KCNR, 96.5 FM, online and AM 1460.
We are Women of Vision. We have exciting news. We will no longer be on for Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Our new home will be with North State Now, last Thursday of the month, starting January 2021.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show where every Thursday night a different host highlights people, places, entertainment, local heroes, arts, and Women of Vision.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women. Join us for North State Now, last Thursday of the month, 6 to 7 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
DJI and local affiliate attorneys have recently filed briefs in court in Santa Clara County, California. Now, a preliminary injunction is sought to stop discrimination against houses of worship. Pray for freedom to prevail. Visit pji.org.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:38 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew, a great place in town. Been there for almost 30 years. They have specials all the time on cigars and pipe tobacco. They have all the accessories you need for your tobacco needs, humidors, major cigarette brands, of course, rolling tobacco, great premium and domestic cigars, and I can attest to that. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Trish Clark and I are here at 8:38 in the morning here on the 21st of January, the first complete day of our new president, Huntress, President Biden. And the,
so you say.
And we're here with...
Well, and I'm going to... Because you keep baiting me.
I do.
So I'm going to put exactly what I said I was going to do. I do not recognize Joe Biden as a legally elected president of the United States. As far as I'm concerned, Donald Trump was the last legally elected president of the United States, and we now live in a banana republic. So that's where I'm at on that.
Okay. You can get... You know what? I love Trish. And Trish is outspoken, and I respect your comments because I respect you. We're here with Stephanie Bridget, who is the district attorney of Shasta County. I'm getting questions like this. Are the RPD and Shasta County Sheriff going to stop working with ICE and the Border Patrol now? I know. It's probably not even to ask you that question.
Yeah.
But see, you're you know, everybody thinks of you as like the, you know, the queen.
Got all
the queen of law enforcement.
Got all the answers. All. Yes.
Where the okay, now
well,
this is something.
There is a certain reporting that has to be done every year.
Uh-huh.
We've been doing it for a few years now.
Uh-huh.
For any contact or working with ICE that does occur.
Right.
So, and my office, we have sworn police officers in the Bureau of Investigation who would fall into those same categories. So that is something that has been occurring for the last several years, just because it's required.
Okay.
Every December, there's a report that goes to the Board of Supervisors on those contacts.
Okay. And here's a question here, and this is a good question. How many of the homicides were committed by out-of-towners, you know, that they just kind of rolled through here and did their deed?
Yeah, so...
Because I remember some guys from Sacramento that did that.
Well, we've definitely had out-of-towners, but I'm just trying to go over in my mind the ones that have happened over this last year, and... I would have to do a little bit more thinking on those 11 to know for sure, but I'm not
okay.
thinking of any that are out-of-towners.
Really?
The ones that are coming to my mind right now that have occurred this last year have been local.
And are drugs involved in a good share of them or no?
I can't say that it's a good share of them. I mean, we've got the domestic violence.
Yeah.
We've got, you know, a variety of factors that come into play on these. But drugs is definitely there in a lot of these cases. I can't say most of them or anything like that.
We had that guy the other day shot his wife or girlfriend. And
right.
the guy that she ran to the house for protection. He shoots him, too. And then he goes sets his apartment on fire with his kids in there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a local man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whoa.
I know. And so it's, anyway,
right.
moving on from there, are you, you know, you were looking for more DAs, assistant DAs, deputy DAs, and you were, I think you had hired one the last time we had talked, or you were in the process of hiring one. Are y'all still looking to build up the office?
Yeah. So we have, we were lucky enough to get an additional position this past year, so that was great. And right now we've got two people in background. One is set to start soon, within the next couple weeks. I'm not sure if we have an exact date for her yet. And then another individual who's in background. And those two will be our final two positions to be at, all of our deputy DA positions to be filled. So that's great.
What would the new county courthouse, will that give you more courtroom space? And I realize it's not just courtroom space, but it's also judges.
Yeah, so that's the key. I mean, we could have a courthouse with 20 courtrooms, but unless we have more judges, and that's all state, that's all going to be whether the governor's budget allows for more judges and whether those are allocated to our county.
Do we have unfilled allocated positions in judgeships now?
Not that I'm aware of. Every single one is filled.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if they need one, I've got time off from 9 o'clock on. I can sit in there and be like night court with, you know, the judge in there. But I think you have to be a lawyer, right? See, it's another one of those jobs that are protected by the people in it. You know, like you can't be a, the sheriff unless you've been a gone through post. Gotta go through post.
Gotta have all that training.
Gotta have all that training.
Know something about what you're going
to
be doing.
Be
as opposed
to an elected official.
I think that's what it is, Trish. You gotta know something about what you're doing, but not, as opposed to elected officials.
Not for a U.S. Marshal. Not for a U.S. Marshal, though. Yeah. And here's the difference. The U.S. Marshal, not the deputies, not his assistant, but the U.S. Marshal himself is appointed by the president. Mm-hmm. And you do not have to have any type of police experience to be a U.S. Marshal.
Yeah.
I could do that.
That's
I like to be the marshal up here.
That's tough because you really need to have worked through the job, the position, know the office, know what you're doing.
One would hope,
You do because decisions you're making all day. You draw on that historical information that you have of like when you are actually working that job. What was happening? You're not going to be able to make interest. The correct decision that's in the best interest of
the office. Well, you hope that the president would put people in there that had backgrounds, like in where my son works. They brought in for their new chief deputy there, or the U.S. Marshal for that district, was a lady who had been in the FBI for 20-something years.
Right.
And they appointed her to that. But she's cool.
Yeah. If the list of the people that he's proposing for all of his positions are any indication of the aptness of their abilities to fill those positions, it's not looking too good.
No. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you, you know what? It's brought to you by us. So we're going to take a break. It is 41 degrees out there. I'm sorry, 43 degrees out there and clear. It's going to be a beautiful day. And tomorrow, though, rain starts, so which we all need, as we know very much. 8:45 in the morning here on the 21st of January.
As I walked out, all the streets were empty. The government said everyone should stay home. Then they spread fear and loathing and no hope for the future. Not many did question this very strange move.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. And it's 43 degrees out there, a nice day. Tomorrow it's going to be raining, and Sunday, and we're even talking about getting some snow at really low elevations here. Yeah. Weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a Anderson-based business, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You give them a call at 365-3793. And Shasta Regional Hospital is bringing us this segment. The only hospital in the area with the Da Vinci surgical robotic system, which enables your surgeon to perform minimally invasive surgery, means less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. They're at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. Trish Clark and I are here with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA, and it's what? And we're going to go back to some of the stats. Okay. She's pointing at something, and then and Stephanie is holding it up, holding up something different to me. So I'm just going, whatever you girls want, whatever you ladies want. Okay.
I just wanted to kind of close this out a little bit with a few other statistics. Because we also have our Bureau of Investigations, which I've talked about, and we have a Crime Victim Assistance Center, and they do, you know, both of those bureaus do amazing work all year long, working very hard serving our community. So I want to make sure to kind of give people the information about what they're doing. So our Crime Victim Assistance Center in 2020 served 4,841 victims.
Wow.
Which is a significant
amount.
What
did they do? What kind of assistance do they get?
Absolutely.
There?
They are going to do stuff from helping them through the court process. They will go to court with them if they need someone there with them, help them read their victim impact statements, help them write those statements, update them on court dates, help get them into the services that they need, whether it be counseling or relocation mm-hmm. services.
Relocation services.
And then help with their bills, because we have a claims department that's going to process their claims through the State Victim Compensation Board.
For people that have been, I don't know, violated or personally assaulted or these kind of things,
right.
Do they stay in touch with those people to let them know if those guys that you've, or men and women you've put into jail, when they're getting released again?
So we're going to help them, if they choose, because we'll let them know that this is an option, to fill out the proper paperwork to file with the state, with the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation to make sure that they are in the system, this being the victim or their family members or other impacted people, so that they will be notified directly from the state prisons when they're going to be released or when they're going to be moved from one system to another.
Did they also tell them he's coming up for a parole hearing, or if when the, you know, they're coming up for parole hearings, and so they can appear at those?
Yeah. I'm not sure how well that notification is done.
Yeah.
We get notified because we're going to respond to parole hearings. We're going to review the case and send issue some opinion to the parole board, and we make the attempts to use the phone numbers and stuff that we've had in the past to reach out to past victims to let them know that this is coming up. That's why it's always good for them to keep us, their information updated with us.
Yeah, because, you know, we've had, you'll see that people from right here in Shasta County have gone in front of parole hearings over murders and things like that have happened to family. Okay. Well, that's good to know is, you know, we have, and they've helped over 4,000 people.
Yes, absolutely.
Is that since they started or is that this, you know?
That's in 2020.
Just in 2020.
Yeah, that was the 2020.
Wow.
Stats, because they're you know, they're you saw how many cases.
Yeah.
I mean, we filed over 9,000 cases.
And so half of them.
Yeah.
Need help with it. Yeah. Either to.
And it could be like a mother and her child. So there's going to be two victims associated with one case and stuff. So.
Well, can,
and then,
if somebody robs you, can you try and get money back from them?
Yeah, I mean, that's the process.
That's what this thing is.
Yeah,
right.
We're going to try and help them with that.
Okay.
If they got a certain dollar amount taken from them, we're going to do everything we can to assist
them. I want
the
50 cents they're making a day in jail.
Yeah.
I want it.
Yeah.
The unemployment benefits or the money they got from.
Yeah, I want that 600.
Oh, a lot of our people in jail got money from the pandemic.
Yeah, so we are definitely working on that process to find our local cases. We're part of the statewide task force through the California District Attorneys Association, working to find out how many cases there are statewide, what the dollar amount is, how many are either have been in our local jail or have somehow used our local jail as part of that fraudulent activity. So that's an ongoing investigation that we are definitely involved in.
We're running out of time here.
One final thing is our Bureau of Investigations, just to not leave them out. They, in 2020, did total cases that they worked on was 3,069.
How many people are in that?
We've got 11.
11 people.
So it's very small. And this year we haven't even been full staff. We've been down to, you know, 7, 8 working in there.
Mm-hmm.
We're lucky right now. We've got, 3 people in background, 3 investigators that's going to bring us back up
All of these, like, prior policemen in that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. There's something I want to bring up, and I was going to bring it up yesterday, or not yesterday, yesterday, but I didn't, ran out of time. Both the DA and the sheriff, when they got elected or fleeted up, they got the pay of their predecessors. But there hasn't been a pay raise or a COLA for, let's just say Stephanie, in 4 years. And, you know, if we talk about equal pay for equal work, and just as an example, the public defender who has, 20 people working for him makes $24,000 a year more than our DA does with 80 people and much more, I would say, much more responsibility there. Sheriff McGree makes less than one of his, you know, his employees, and you make less than some of your deputy DAs. Is that right?
Well,
or chief.
When you take into consideration not deputies, but when you take into consideration longevity pay and all of that you know, elected officials don't get, you get individuals who end up making more than their boss than myself.
Well, you know, and for me is, if you've been in the, you know, you've been in the job for four, you know, you were, you know, you fleeted up from Steve Carlton, but then you were elected by a large majority. I don't understand why the Board of Supervisors has put a ceiling, it looks like, on your pay.
I think what they do, and I don't agree with it, but they assume that an elected official is different than a regular department head in that they know what the salary is when they run, and they run for a position as opposed to, and so they've chosen certainly by their actions, to treat elected department heads different than regular department heads, which causes a chasm in the system.
And then
if they are a department head, and
they should be treated equally,
in my mind.
Not more, not less.
As the other department heads. So when COLAs and things are put in, advancement for other department heads, the leaders that have been elected need to be in that same category. And perhaps that's a conversation that needs to take place. I know a lot of citizens think, like, government employees make too much money. But equality is important in an organization, and if they're making decisions that impact department heads, that should include the elected department heads, in my mind.
Because you have department heads who get raises and COLAs. And
on a regular basis, exactly. So they should bear that in mind.
And for me, the whole thing is the equality there, and people scream about equal pay for equal work. And I'm all for that. I think that's what people should get. And so anyway, I wanted to bring that up because people need to know about this. You know, Stephanie would have never brought it up. Eric McGreen would have never brought it up. But I can because somebody put a bug in my ear about this last week. So anyway, thanks for being here with us. And thanks for the great job you guys are doing.
Well, thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure.
Oh, well, you know, tomorrow Ted Leidy's going to be my co-host. And we're going to have One Safe Place in here. I can't wait to hear what's going on with them. They're getting a new boss over there. Angela Jones is resigned from there. And I'm seeing what's going on with One Safe Place. Everybody else, have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
Rotary Crab Feed, Saturday.
Be a good guy and go to the Rotary Crab Feed.
You can stand me.